views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now. Hey, welcome everybody to Thrive by Jen Radio. Welcome to 2019. This is our first original show for the new year. And I couldn't be more excited to be here. I myself was truly looking forward to crossing over into a new year. And this is what I wanted to make today's show about. 2018 was a lot. There were a lot of losses. There was a lot of change. There was a lot of drama. There was a lot of sadness, a lot of happiness as well. But 2018 was full, and it's interesting to kind of take the step back now, because I can see how 2018 and even the prior years were setting me up and getting me ready for what's happening now and what's going on now. But let's take it back to 2018. What was interesting was back in the beginning of 2018, for me, you know, when people ask me a lot, the people will write in and ask me a lot about self-talk. They'll ask me about what are some things that I say to myself all the time. People will ask me a lot about communicating with God, about hearing God, about listening, meditating, and bringing those two together. Something that I do a lot is I have scripture on hand for my self-talk. So a lot of I am statements as well. We had done a show back, it was about having a breakthrough. And I talked a lot about having I am statements like I am blessed, I am strong, I am confident, I am secure. But a lot of those I am statements come from scripture. So what I'll do a lot of times is as I'm going through something in life, I'll look it up. I'll use, you know, a search engine, and I'll put in my topic and I'll tie it to scripture, and I'll come up with two or three scriptures that resonate with me, but that then feeds my self-talk. And I bring that up because one of the things that as I was going through change, as I was going through all these changes and a lot was happening in my life, I mean, it was, you know, one tough situation after another. I was starting to lose my perspective on things. My perspective was getting, I'm going to take away the words negative and positive. I want to change it here. I want to use fearful and I want to use loving. And my perspective was starting to become a bit more fearful than I was losing control a little bit. My thoughts were getting away from me. Anxiety was starting to come up. Agitation. I felt not settled, not grounded. And so I'm quick to recognize that. And then I'll put myself back into scripture and using the self-talk to take me through certain situations. But what was interesting was I started focusing more on my perspective. I started focusing on how I was looking at things. And our perspective is a particular attitude toward regarding something, towards something, you know, it's our point of view. And so when I started looking at my perspective at things, I was like, you know, I said, I'm really approaching things from a fear-based perspective. And I said to myself to switch that over to a love-based perspective. And things, it was a beautiful shift. It was, you know, when things were happening, it was easier to go through. I could look at things from a different perspective, from a loving perspective. I could see how things were working out for my good. That's a reference to Romans 8:28, where, you know, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. And so I could look at things from a more loving way and see how things were all working out. And I even went as far as realizing that as we go through trials and tribulations, taking my perspective and looking at from a loving point of view, I also noticed that I was beginning to drastically transform. I was becoming the person that I had wanted to become. I was accomplishing more things. I was more positive. I was more loving. I could handle situations with more grace, more confidence. I had more courage. And for me, I mean, my belief is that God was pouring all of those things into me. But my actions here on earth, my actions here in our everyday life, in everyday living, I was able to portray those attributes. And I was able to take those attributes through my situations. And what was so interesting was, I mean, talk about a perspective shift. I had this, you know, moment one morning where everything was so big and so heavy. But I realized that I was handling it so differently, and I wanted more of that. And I can even remember, you know, saying to God that I wanted things to be tougher. I wanted it to get tougher. I wanted harder situations. I wanted more challenges, because I could see that He was shaping me and He was molding me and transforming me into this person who could accomplish my dreams and my goals and my desires that I have yet still to accomplish. So this new perspective was causing me to move towards my dreams. This new perspective was enabling me to accomplish goals and tasks, big ones. You know, I have big goals that I have yet to accomplish. And there's an attitude and a point of view that you have for those big, lofty goals. It's interesting. We see it a lot in sports. You know, when we're talking to top athletes, you know, they'll say that they wake up in the morning and they consider themselves a champion. They wake up in the morning and they consider themselves having already won. They wake up in the morning and they, consider themselves, a fighter and determined, and there's nothing that they can't do. And that's their perspective. That's their attitude. That's their point of view that they have towards what they want to accomplish. So moving my perspective from a fear-based to a love-based, really started to make things happen and really started to change things. And what was interesting is sometimes, and I'm sure this has happened with all of you, is that you get comfortable, right? You get let's go back to the physical aspect. Let's say we start running and we 2 miles is very uncomfortable, but then we do 2 miles for weeks and weeks at a time, and then 2 miles gets very comfortable. So now all of a sudden we up it to 2.5 miles. And again, we go through the uncomfortable stage, but you get comfortable. So you get comfortable in what you're doing. But sometimes in feeling comfortable is that you're at 3 miles, right? You're at the 3 mile point for running and you're comfortable. and you don't necessarily increase it to 3.5. You stay at the 3 miles and you're like, ah, 3 miles is okay for now. 3 miles is good enough, right? And we go in with that perspective where we're still maybe approaching it loving because we're still running, but we're not upping the game, right? We're not getting out of our comfort zone. We're not challenging ourselves. And that started to happen to me a little bit, is that I was comfortable in my loving perspective, but I wasn't raising the bar. I wasn't challenging myself to go after more, to live in a loving perspective all the time, where you know, doubt may creep in, but it's for a split second. Where fear may creep in, but again, it's for a split second. I don't stay there. I go right back into that loving perspective. So it was pretty cool because it started coming up, and I started hearing the word. I always realize when God is starting to send me messages, is that I'll start hearing the word again. Like, so I started hearing the word perspective come up a lot. And we got into December, and again, people would talk to me, they would bring up the word perspective. And then what was so interesting was I walked into a service at church, and the entire service was on perspective. And what resonated with me, and what we'll talk about in this show, is that when we cross over from 2018 into 2019, we cross over into the new year, there's a lot of times that we go into the new year with, yes, okay, I'm going to start again. Okay, this is all new. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to, do a weight loss program or start working out or be nicer and that's all wonderful. The reality is though, when that clock crosses over, our circumstances come with us and you wake up, it's January 1st and we still have the same circumstances. What I realized though, is that my perspective can change. My perspective could improve. I can look at my circumstances differently and therefore change, get those circumstances changed. I can have new circumstances. I could do, I could put those goals out there and accomplish those goals. So it really came back down to perspective. And so what I want to do is, in today's show, I want to take you through some things that that we can do to change our perspective and start approaching things in a more loving way, moving away from fear, moving away from anger, moving away from that feeling of failure, that feeling of stopping, the feeling of not accomplishing things, of frustration. Coming from a place of love where this is a journey that we're on and we're growing and we're learning and we're experiencing and it's all right. And it's all working together for our good. So we're going to take a short break and we get back. I'm going to dive into, cause I have a lot of them. You don't have to do everything today, but get your pen and paper ready to take some notes. Cause these are really fantastic things, things that have helped me, things that have been life-changing, and I can't help but share them with you. So you're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SARALOOS.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Okay, so let's dive right into this because I'm pretty excited and I want to share this with you. So, okay, perspective, right? Point of view. That's our point of view, how we look at things. So this is in no particular order and just some of the things that I've done to help with my perspective is first one is stop thinking in terms of should. So, the should is a limiting perspective. So it's should really causes most of the suffering that we experience in situations. You know, it should be this, my life should be that, this situation should have happened this way. So just taking it back for some real life testimony is when I was going through all that I was, even now, I mean, there's some really big changes coming in my life and my perspective, my shoulds are so, it's such a difference. It's such a shift. I mean, the should in the past, right? As I was going through, circumstances that were uncomfortable or big changes or things out of my control is that I was like, boy, things shouldn't be this way. I thought things would be different now. I thought things would look different. That's just that perspective was causing suffering and it's really fear-based. It's not loving. So if my belief is that that God is in control and all things are working out for my good, then, I mean, hands off, hands up, and things are out of my control. And that's great because they're in God's control. So my perspective changed from anything that I was going through was kind of working out the rough edges that needed to be worked out. The rough edges of my life, the rough edges of my character, the rough edges of my beliefs. So the taking should out of the equation was a big, big game changer. So just believing that as you're going through things, everything's working out exactly how it should. Everything is working out for my good. Everything is working out exactly according to the plan for my life. So taking that, boy, like, it's for me, it was sort of, like regret, like things weren't working out, the way that they were, that they were meant to. So taking that out of the equation was a huge game changer for me. The other thing that was helpful was considering others' perspectives, especially when dealing with friendships, dealing with relationships, having conversations with people. There was, you know, coming from a loving perspective, looking at love and coming it through loving eyes. When you're speaking with somebody and they're coming from fear, right? When we have fear against fear, it's going to go downhill fast because there's a lot of defensiveness. I mean, think about this for a minute. Think about putting yourself, you know, put yourself or take yourself back to a memory when you were in an argument with a friend or a sibling or a loved one. And it just was, you know, fear against fear. It's like two, right? It's those two egos hitting each other and knocking into each other. So from taking it from a love perspective, considering the other person's perspective or even asking them, you know, that was a big game changer for me, is when I was in a discussion with somebody that I could tell was getting a little bit heated or a little uncomfortable, I would just simply ask them, what's your perspective on this? How do you see this? What's your viewpoint? What's your point of view? And then you have a better understanding. So when you consider the other person's perspective, a great thing to do, a great tool to use are questions. So when you're having a conversation, especially it was interesting because I had a good heated discussion with my siblings over Christmas. And, you know, I could see them coming from that place of fear because there was a lot of defensiveness. They would raise their voices. They would yell. Those are some cues that you can use, that you can take for others and for yourself. Those are some of the things that start to happen when we start to come from that defensive posture or when we start to get in that fear-based perspective. And so you ask questions. That's a great way. If you're like me, that I have a hard time being silent. So I have to use questions to take a moment to bring myself back to a loving place, to take it back to a loving perspective is just simply, how do you feel about this? You know, what are you thinking? What's your perspective? What's your point of view? And then that way that it tends to diffuse the situation. Most important though, this is about you. This is about what you can do. We can't control others. We can only control ourselves. So these tools are for you and you remaining in your place of coming from a loving perspective. Another thing that you can do that I like to do is I like to think of the bigger picture. So what's the bigger picture of the situation that's going on right now? And just taking that step back of, it helps me to stay in a more loving place. Let's take, for instance, the argument from my family when my siblings and I were getting into this heated debate. The bigger picture is that they're my siblings. I love them and everything is going to be fine the next day. So in that moment, I'm okay to stay from a loving perspective, from a loving point of view. I don't need to raise my voice. I don't need to get heated. I don't need to argue back. And again, too, I'm not saying that it won't happen. I haven't mastered. I haven't mastered that yet. You know, sometimes it does. You know, my old patterns and my old habits creep up. However, if I start to put this perspective into action into creating it as my new standard of being, then it's like a muscle and it starts getting activated and it starts getting used. So again, taking it back to, you know, running, where you start out with 2 miles and then it gets easier, then you go to 2.5 and 3, and you build up from there. Changing our perspective, moving it from fear-based to love-based, is the same thing. Same muscle, same kind of action, where we just have to practice it and practice it. So putting on, even when you're going, I find that looking at the bigger picture is easier to do when you're in a situation and maybe you have to go speak with somebody, maybe you have to talk to a friend about a situation that occurred, or talk to a loved one about something going on in the family. That's when you can bring in the bigger picture and look at things from a more loving perspective, in that when I come from a fear-based situation, a fear-based perspective, a fear-based point of view, I sometimes feel like it's the end of the world. And so and it's not, right? So that bigger picture is that it's not the end of the world. And so you can take that step back and be in that loving perspective and say, like, okay, I know this isn't the end of the world. Let me take a minute. Let me look at things from the other person's perspective. Let me ask them some questions. And then that way, it's a more loving conversation. Show gratitude. Gratitude, you know, there's so many studies that are out there that say that, you know, showing gratitude, you just are happier, you're more satisfied. It's sort of like what we say about mind fulfillment when we talk about Thrive by Gen Radio, and we see body synchronicity, mind fulfillment. Mind fulfillment is that attitude, that mindset. And gratitude plays a big role in that, where you're just content. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and what I've realized about where I am in my life is that I feel whole. I feel, and we can call it contentment, gratitude, appreciation. Those are some of the words that are used to describe that. But it is for me, I sum it up by saying feeling whole, because it is that attitude of gratitude. It's the perspective, that love perspective of whatever's going on in my life. Again, it's working out for my good. So let me look at this in a loving way, in a way of having gratitude, in a way of appreciating about what's going on, how it's unfolding, how it's happening. And then you just feel more peaceful. It's that, you know, when I mentioned in the beginning of the show that when my perspective back in the beginning of 2018 was going into a real fear-based perspective, I felt ungrounded. I felt frazzled. I felt shaken. And now I feel like 2 feet firmly planted into the ground, connected to the ground, connected to the earth, feeling grounded. That's a big difference. And it's such a wonderful feeling. And that's something that I want you all to have and all to experience. So showing gratitude is a great way to change that perspective. We're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we're going to go back into our list. You're listening to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. All right, let's get back into the list. I don't want to miss anything today. Okay, next on our list is All or Nothing. We tend to put ourselves in these boxes of all or nothing. We do it with, we especially do it with food, and we do it with exercise. I've seen that a lot where I'm going to be good all the time and follow this strict crazy diet, or I'm going to not do anything. And so it's not the way we work. It's not the way we grow. It's not the way we learn. It's not the way we behave. So it's about bringing it in as a process. So, you know, looking at things from a love perspective versus a fear-based perspective, I started with doing it with little things that were easier, that was more comfortable, and I would bring in tools. So the self-talk, you know, the I am statements, I would have I am statements ready and handy for when I started to go into that fear-based perspective. And I would just say, and I would say the I am statements over and over and over again, or I would pick a certain scripture and I would just repeat the scripture over and over and over again in my head. I'm a person who need to do things in small doses. So, you know, talking about the I am statements, I would have two I am statements, and that's what I would repeat over and over and over again. And I would do that for 2 or 3 weeks. This wasn't just for, you know, 2 days. I would do the same I am statement for 3 weeks. Same thing with the scripture. I would say one scripture for an entire month, and that's what would get me through. That's what would activate that muscle. So I'm, as much as I love variety, which I do, however, for me, just doing the same thing over and over again can get me to consistency and to make things easier for me, especially given our busy lifestyles. So don't look at this as an all or nothing. Don't look at this as like, okay, I'm going to do this from a loving perspective, or I'm not going to do it at all. That's just not the way that we can start to get that, to get the habit formed and to start bringing this into our life. I mean, even look at my example of, you know, last year is that I would teeter back and forth between being in a loving perspective and then falling back into a fear-based perspective. I had written a piece on anxiety. You can find it on jenniferzelb.com. If you go to my everyday God blog, I wrote this piece on anxiety because there were some, you know, with everything going on last year, and really last year was a buildup to 5 years in the making. You know, it was 5 years of a lot of change and action and transformation. So, you know, here I am during the day having this loving perspective, but I sometimes would wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning with these anxiety attacks, with these really fear-based attacks. And I would have to then implement my tools to go through these. So again, this isn't all or nothing. I think sometimes too, when we, I've noticed this in my coaching practice, is that I'm very careful and I'm very open to share with you all that this all or nothing never happens in my life. So I can, you know, I can start out the day with the intention of being in a love perspective and fear just take over at any minute. And then I'm in that fear perspective. And maybe I am, in an argument with my sibling, or maybe I am looking at things from, the big picture. Like, I can't even see the big picture. I feel like the earth is coming to an end. So, but what I do is, and what I want to share with all of you is that I have these tools ready. So I have these tools ready to go that can bring me back to the love perspective, because that's the goal, right? It was interesting. I was saying this to my son the other day. He turned 16, so he just started driving, which I definitely look at that from a loving perspective. But it was interesting because we were talking about, we'd gotten into the car and he started to back up. And with me, it's been a little extra funky because I have a stick shift car. And so I'm teaching him how to drive stick shift. But I said to him, what's your intention? What's your outcome? What's the goal here? I used those words with him because he literally got in the car and he was ready to reverse it out into the street. And the thing that happens when you're learning stick shift is, you know, you're supposed to stop at the end of the driveway and look both ways to see if oncoming traffic is. But when you first learn stick shift, your brain only wants to deal with the whole, that for anyone who drives stick shift knows that you have to, when you put it in reverse, you have to get that, the gas going with the clutch, and you have to just balance it just right. Otherwise you can buck the car or you stall the car, then you got to start all over again. And so his brain would take over and be like, just get out, just do this once. And I'm like, so I always remind them in everyday life is what's the goal? What's the outcome? What's your intention here? So it's a good reminder for us with this all or nothing is that we start out with our intention is to be in that loving perspective. And then when we get taken out of the loving perspective, when we fall back into old habits, then we put our tools into place. And right, my tools are I am statements and scripture. My belief is God is guiding me. So I lean on scripture. I lean on the word all day long. And so if that's your intention, then you put those tools in place and then you go back. And so it's that practice of the muscle going back and forth, and you build up that muscle to where that loving perspective, like now, I mean, we're talking about, you know, 15 months later, where I can be in that loving perspective most of the day, you know, and when I'm not, I can quickly move myself out of it. So, let's not go into this with all or nothing. I think it's a slippery slope that we go into, and it's just not the way it works. I love this one. I love to focus on the lesson and not the issue. I love looking back and reflecting, not Monday morning quarterbacking. So not going in and saying, oh, I should have done this, right? That's that letting the shoulds go. This is going back and seeing how things worked out. This is going back and looking and saying, like, wow, like when I was going through that, I just, you know, I couldn't see how this was all going to work out, and look how it has worked out. And I'm not one for, I never ask God why. I just don't. He doesn't have to tell us. I do, though, look back, and when I look back and I see how things have worked out, that becomes my answer to my why if I need it. I mean, there have been some instances where I just needed that why. I needed to know why it worked out that way. And looking back and watching it unfold after it happened has been tremendous in that. It's been really a wonderful, wonderful experience. So I always focus on the lesson when I can't always do it when I'm in the middle of something, but I can do it later. And I can also, even if you're going through something during the day, and then I think for me, a great exercise that I do is I go back at night and say, like, okay, what was the lesson today? What was going on? What can I learn? How can I look at this from a loving perspective if I hadn't looked at it from a loving perspective? So just, you know, kind of approaching it from, like, all right, where's the meaning? What's the meaning? Do I see the meaning? You know, it's been life-changing. It's just, you know, to look back and no regrets. This isn't right. That's not a loving perspective. Shoulds, not a loving perspective. Fear-based perspective. Regrets, fear-based perspective. Again, believing that everything is working out according to God's plan. So then looking back and seeing, like, oh yeah, like this is why I think this happened this way, and look where it got me. Look at this. Look at the situation now. So just a really beautiful, beautiful thing I like to do. We're going to take our last quick short break. We get back, we're going to finish our list. You are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.com. org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. All right, for our final segment, I want to finish up this list. Okay, next one is positive attracts a positive, right? Like attracts like. So we all know that. We've heard this for years now, and there's no debate about it. Here's the truth, though, that I want to share with you that's happened in my experience is love, okay? Perspective. Love attracts love. It may not attract it in that minute. However, it will. So just giving you an example. When I'm in, I'll share this with you just because it just happened. So I'm in a heated argument with my siblings. And coming from a love perspective, love attracts love, and it will. However, in that moment, if they're in that fear-based perspective, it may not attract it in that moment. If I stay, and when I stay in that love perspective, it will come around. So again, love wins. Love will win. So just you know, practice that muscle of love attracting love, positive attracting a positive, and stay with that and implement that and make that part of your day. I will say this too, in truth, is that right now, my standard of a love perspective is high. I am there a lot. It takes a lot to knock me out of it. And so what has happened is because I'm in the love perspective and love attracts love, that love is pouring back into me. And even when I can feel that negativity coming in from another outside source, I look at it in a loving way. And so love is quick right behind it. So just know going in when you first bring this in part of your life, you may not get that love right away, but hold on, just keep doing it. Just stay in that love. Just go right back to it, that love perspective. Love will attract love. Another thing you can do that I've done that's been, in fact, it's been amazing. And I just had this conversation with somebody the other day and I was like, you know what, it's just all about rainbows, puppy dogs for me. It's just going to be about love and everything wonderful. Is that the thing to do is to take distance from any source of negativity. So I've cut friends out of my life. I've cut family out of my life. And when I say cut, I don't mean that I never speak to them again. It just means I limit interaction. I know, especially with social media, especially with social media. I've just unfollowed, you know, or unfriended. If there's a lot of people who Facebook, it's interesting. It's not really a friend. It's more of a source of, right? We don't make these great friendships all the time on Facebook. So they're acquaintances. But if there's a lot of negativity there, then just remove yourself from it. Don't engage. So things like that. So for my family, my friends, there have been friends that I call less, that I communicate less with, or when I do communicate with them, I know to put myself in a really loving place, and I can have a conversation with them. So just knowing, identifying that source of negativity, I know that I had gone through. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a deserving issue. I don't know if it was, I don't know. But I think I put myself in a lot of negative situations in as almost like, I don't know, like just putting myself through it. And we don't have to. We can remove that toxic out of our life. And a lot of times too, what I noticed is that they fall away. Your light becomes so bright, they can't handle it. Your light is so bright. There's so much love radiating from your being that they go somewhere else. And so that happens too. So when a door closes, don't open it. When God closes a door, don't open that door. Just let it be closed. You know, I was joking with somebody the other day, is that I went through a period in my life where God would close the door. I would, you know, be like screaming to have it open, that, you know, God would set the door on fire and I'm putting water on the fire and still trying to get through that door. When God closes the door, just let it stay closed. And if it's supposed to open again, it will. A big thing we can do are some physical things, smile, laugh. When I go through really tough circumstances or situations or challenges, I'll pull up a funny video. I'll pull up, you know, a comedy show. I'll pull up something that I could watch for 15 minutes, just quick, so I can smile. I can laugh. I'll walk around smiling, just because it changes my body chemistry. I mean, there are tests that have been done that on a cellular level, smiling changes body chemistry. It's a big deal. So I will do things to make myself smile, to make myself laugh. Making your health a priority. When we are coming from a loving perspective, a lot of it does, when we feel good, it's so much easier. So when we're taking care of our health, when we're eating better foods, when we're sleeping, when we're exercising, those endorphins, all of that plays a big role on our body chemistry. So it makes it easier. It makes it easier to come from a loving perspective. I caught myself the other day. I shorted myself on sleep for a few nights in a row. And that day, I found myself getting very short, and it was hard for me to approach things from a loving perspective. So that change in my body makes a big difference. So make your health a priority. And last, I'll close this out with help others. We're here for each other. My belief is that God is the source and we're all resources. So, you know, I've been put in this world to help others and to be used by God and to be His hands here on this earth. So to help with your perspective, to come from a loving perspective, we each have so much. We each have so much. And whether you're helping somebody that has less, or has nothing, or is in a more difficult circumstance than you, or even is in the same circumstance as you, helping somebody else is so loving and so beautiful, and what we're here for. And it's just it just changes your perspective and helps you to put things in a more loving perspective, and do it often, you know, make it daily, make it part of your muscle to practice helping others daily. It really is life-changing, and the world needs more of it. We need more of it out there. So I hope you have enjoyed this list. It has been life-changing for me. And of course, for me, you know, my transformation has all taken place through God and things that He's done in my life. So I've so enjoyed sharing this with you. And I look forward to 2018 for you and for me, coming from a loving perspective and watching your life transform and you reaching all the goals and getting all the desires of your heart. So have a great week, everyone. We'll be back next week. You have been listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzelop.com.